It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A collection of the past week's highlights from the Lane Mitchell Show. Heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Hey, if you like the show, follow me on Twitter, at Lane Aru, or of course, we could be Facebook friends. Some big Sonic sessions coming up in the next little bit here. Occasionally we have bands drop by and perform live. Young the Giant, Bastille, and more in the coming weeks.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
February 19th today, birthday of Benicio Del Toro, Seal, and Justine Bateman. Yeah, Justine, one of those names that proudly announces to the world that your parents were expecting a boy. Yeah, we'll just put an E on the end. And it was also 4 years ago today that Tiger Woods publicly apologized for his scandal. You know, I think when you get yourself into trouble that deeply, I'm sure there comes a point where you're just cheering for other people's dirty laundry to be aired just to deflect some of the spotlight away. I mean, that Rob Ford thing, for instance. The Tiger bought so much champagne he had to snorkel through it. And did you know that making number two, yes, that kind of number two, elicits an orgasm-like response in some people? A Princeton doctor says that when a person passes a large stool, it can stimulate nerves in the body, usually associated with orgasm. Researchers warn, though, that while stool highs are relatively safe, they can become an addiction for some. Suddenly, hoarding, sniffing gas, or porn addiction seem very, very normal, don't they? I think it's funny, too, that the study came from Princeton. Yeah, no wonder they're a top-notch Ivy League school. I mean, clearly, they're doing some important work over there.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
VH1 has ordered a new reality series called Naked Dating. Now, while I like the idea of getting to know somebody without the pretense clothing provides, here are a handful of activities you probably don't want to broach for a first date. Fondue restaurants, yoga, hell, going for ribs. Oh, you got a little sauce right there. Oh, never mind, just a third nipple. And Billy Corgan will perform a 9-hour musical interpretation of Siddhartha at his Chicago tea shop later this month. You know, I think even the most self-actualized Smashing Pumpkins fans would agree, this is what hell would be like. 9 hours? Come on. And big butts are back in style. More and more women are getting Brazilian butt lifts. My question, why call it Brazilian? Brazilian waxes, Brazilian blowouts, Brazilian butt lifts. It's because it sounds exotic. I did some digging. You know where the first Brazilian butt lift was performed? New Jersey. But would you want to get a New Jersey butt lift? So let's try a different state, a Mississippi butt lift. Yeah, that sounds like something that might happen in the dark corners of a men's room at some redneck saloon. Let's try countries. A Mexican butt lift? A Ukrainian butt lift? A Brazilian butt lift, though. Ooh, now that sounds exotic.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Want help sticking to your diet? Video games to the rescue. Well, one of them anyway. That story just ahead. First, there's a brand new smartphone app that makes joining the Mile High Club just a little easier. It's called Wingman. Airline passengers upload pics, flight info, and other personal data before browsing for other passengers looking for a similar experience. Now, I will confess, I am curious about the Mile High Club, but more so about the logistics than the actual experience itself. Granted, I'm a little on the tall side, but given the size of an airplane bathroom, I think my arms are too long for a round of solitaire, much less a game of poker. And health news, scientists say eating sausages made with bacteria harvested from baby poop can boost good gut bacteria. You know, I'm not sure at what point we decide intestinal health is overrated, but for me personally, it's about 400 miles north of eating something scraped out of a dirty diaper. And new research from the UK finds that playing Tetris may actually help you stick to your diet. Researchers attribute the game's mix of visual stimulation and mental challenge with helping dieters ignore the cravings for unhealthy foods. Although if eating baby poop is now considered healthy, I'm not so sure that's a good idea either.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Police in northern France recently confiscated so much pot, they're actually getting high in the police station just from the fumes alone. So just how much was it? 40 kilograms. Like, from the fumes, eh? I gotcha. Wink, wink. And fast food news, Cold Stone Creameries are reportedly getting pulled out of Tim Hortons. But, where am I going to get my breakfast ice cream now? Not to mention, I guess I can kiss my dreams of a double-double with an Oreo cookie mix-in goodbye. And last weekend, women in Russia were parading through the streets with thongs on their heads. Why? Well, Russia is attempting to ban lingerie. That country passed legislation in 2010 outlawing any underwear containing less than 6% cotton from being imported, made, or sold in Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. It's scheduled to take effect in July. 6% cotton. Technically, if you've got an old pair of undies, one of those ones that just looks like gauze hanging from an elastic band, you could be in violation of the law. Now, some are saying this is, of course, a huge invasion of personal freedom, but personally, I think it just makes it sound sexier. Like, hey guys, came home on Valentine's Day to find the wife wearing a pair of underwear so revealing, they're actually illegal.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic 1029.com.